Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, and a fine morning it is. Here we go. What is your doctor doing, really, when you sit down across that desk? What's his experience of you? And what can you start to do for yourself that simulates the doctor's experience of you? If you were to put medicine, that doctor-patient experience, in one nutshell, it's the doctor's Sherlock Holmes. And in that hour, hour and a half, what he's doing is using 10, 20, 30 years of clinical experience, looking for the symptoms and the physical signs on your body to tell him how to solve your riddle. You come in with your symptoms, he comes out with a printout of what he observes in you. So this is a concept I want to get to you today, that basically medicine is Sherlock Holmes. If you come in and sit down, I'm looking at your eye, I'm looking at your tongue, I'm looking at your fingernails, I'm listening to the tone of your voice. I'm waiting to see those moments where you pause. I'm trying to read between the lines. That's Sherlock Holmes. That's detective work. So what doctors really do, and where this is so relevant for you, what doctors really do is learn how to read different body parts. And one of them is the tongue. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, all they study is tongue and pulse. I shouldn't say all they study. Much of what they study comes down to you stick out your tongue and they read the tongue. And the concept is that the body's holographic, that in any part of the body that someone examines, if they really know how to examine it, this whole world opens up. In the ideal of it, and this is the truth, we can tell everything about you from the way you walk down the street. We can tell everything about you from the way you sound when you talk. We can tell everything about you from the way your tongue looks when you stick it out. The body is a hologram, and each part, the ear, the fingers, the nails, the tongue, the eyes, the tone of voice, can transmit all the knowledge that one needs to tell you how to manage and take care of your health, to be able to see illness ahead of itself. To know, not just intuitively. So this is not just wanton guessing. This is about Sherlock Holmes. So in the interest of teaching you, my wonderful audience, what the Sherlock Holmes experience is, I decided that today we would study the tongue together. Now, you need a website. You know where to go. That's straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. Go to the literature section and click on tongue and eye diagnosis. If we got the time today, we're going to get to the eye also, but we're definitely going to get through a big chunk of tongue. And what I want you to do, if you can, is get yourself a little mirror. Ladies, I know you all have a mirror. Gentlemen, find a mirror, a small mirror, that allows you to take a peek at your own tongue. Because if we can do what I think we'll be able to do over 60 minutes, you're going to get a whole lot of insight in ways you can't imagine into where your health is at just by looking at your tongue. And, of course, I've got all the pictures there. These pictures are taken out of a two-volume set. It's a book. It's a famous book written by a German woman named Kirschbaum. And it's tongue diagnosis, obviously, volume 1 and volume 2. She's a German doctor of Chinese medicine. She has her OMD. She studied many, many years, and she puts out one of the best books, illustrative books on tongue diagnosis. I love to learn about people through the tongue. I always include that in my own examinations. And one of the things I love about it, that you're going to love about it, is you can do it yourself. Now, maybe that's a secret we don't want to spread around, but the truth is, you can do this yourself, and you can watch your own tongue change. This is the great thing. You can see it change month by month by month. Now, it's a little thing, but it's not. It's a big thing. It's a simple thing, but it's a profound thing. And if you really understand the depths of it, the tongue, I kid you not, the tongue will become one of those things that's been staring you right in the face all these years that you overlooked in its significance to your health. Okay, the normal tongue. Get to the website now. If you can't see these in the literature section on the website because you don't have a computer, you can do it anyway. You just have to turn on your imagination. The tongue. The normal tongue. Look at a teenager's tongue. Look at your grandson, your granddaughter's tongue. Look at the tongue of a 20-year-old. That tongue generally will be pink. The color's pink. Not whitish, not pale, not white purple, not red, not fiery red, but pink. Just like the gums. The gums and the tongue should be the same color. A nice rosy pink. Pink in the cheeks. Pink in the gums. Pink in the tongue. And that tongue should be firm. Again, if you're on the website, you're seeing picture one, the normal tongue. But common sense would tell you that the color of the tongue should be pink. When things work in the body, they're not purple. When things work in the body, they're not red. They're not swollen. So the tongue, again, I'm going to teach this holographically. I'm going to teach the tongue and extend the tongue to all the systems of health in the body. That's what's really fascinating. Fascinating that we can talk about the tongue and extend it to all your organ systems. In fact, the tongue tells you where your organs are. You can read the tip of the tongue. You can read the sides of the tongue. You can read the middle of the tongue. You can read the back of the tongue. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in the one medicine, biological medicine, energetic medicine, something sophisticated enough to say the feet reflect the body. The ear reflects the body, the entire body. The tongue reflects the entire body. It is no mistake that we focus on the tongue because it tells us the most. So there's that tongue, and it's pink. And it's firm. It's not swollen. Now, how you learn this is you're going to compare it then to a tongue that's red, to a tongue that's fiery red, to a tongue that's swollen, to a tongue that's puffy. And you're going to learn that by looking at the other pictures and by looking at your own tongue. Looking at your partner's tongue. Anybody else in the room right now, look at their tongue. Stick your tongue out at each other. Yes. We're all children. You got to do it in off light. Off light, meaning not in direct sunlight. Down here in Costa Mesa, it's kind of like the morning fog is breaking. That's perfect light. You don't want to do it in direct sunlight. You don't want to do it in fluorescent light. You want to do it in off light. So not direct sunlight, but the reflection of sunlight throughout the room, white light, off sunlight. That's how you look at the tongue. You don't look at the tongue at night under yellow light. You don't look at the tongue with a flashlight. So we've got the perfect time, you've got the perfect place to look at that tongue right now. If you're alone, remember you're never alone, but if you're alone, get a mirror and look at your tongue. Now if you stick that tongue out, you want it to be pink. If it's red, and you can tell if it's red, that means heat or deficiency. We're going to define heat and deficiency in a minute. If it's purple, I'll tell you right off the bat, If it's purple, right off the bat, that means the blood is too thick. Hyperviscosity of blood. If you've got the computer, open up a second window and look at hypercoagulability of blood. Blood stasis. Big deal. Not going to get into it. Did it on the other shows. But blood stasis, meaning a purplish tongue, is not normal. You don't want that. You want to make that purple tongue pink. Now, if your tongue is whitish or whitish purple, you can tell that. You can tell the difference between a pink tongue, a whitish purple tongue, a big red purple tongue. Do it. You can do this. If it's whitish purple, the blood's deficient. There's not enough blood. And the blood that's there is moving too slow. That's a formula for disaster. If that tongue is purple-red, that's the same kind of problem, except the blood is so hot and fiery and running thick. That's another kind of a disaster. And if it's just pale white, that's blood deficiency. Blood deficiency means all the stuff that's supposed to be in the blood is not there. Very often in anemic tongue, chronic anemia, low tissue oxygen from not enough iron on the hemoglobin molecule, or not enough red blood cells being produced, is going to make the tongue pale white. Let's keep going. I can feel it. You got it. All right. Stick that tongue out and look to see if on the edges of the tongue there are tooth marks. Too many tooth marks on that tongue. When you see tooth marks in the tongue, again, this is frame two or picture two if you're running this off the website, but I think you can do a great job by yourself. If you see tooth marks on that tongue then means you have digestive insufficiencies. The tongue is swollen. Why is the tongue swollen? So let me translate into Western medicine. Why is the tongue swollen? Because every time you eat, as you drop hydrochloric acid in, as you drop bile in, as you drop pancreatic enzyme in, the chemical equations are not elegant. There's too much backlash. There's too much inefficiency in the chemistry of digestion. And when that happens, your belly inflames. When your belly inflames, your tongue inflames. Bloated belly means bloated tongue. Bloated belly means bloated tongue. The tongue will expand out and impress the inside of the teeth. So we say a tooth marked tongue, a scalloped tongue. A tongue with scallops, meaning indentations, means digestion's off. Chinese call it spleen qi deficiency. It has nothing to do with the spleen. It means the pancreas is inflamed. You can do this. You are doing it. When you listen to the archives again, you will be doing this. This is huge. You can self-diagnose. Or should we say you can learn about your health by looking at you. Simple stuff. Simple stuff with a little help. Little help. So, is the tongue pink? Perfect. Is it white? Anemia, blood deficiency. Is it purple? That means the blood's moving too slow. Who cares if the blood's moving too slow? You care. The blood moves slow. It doesn't drain fast enough. And if you can't drain, it's like stuffed up pipes. You use the toilet or the shower. If the pipes are stuffed up, no good. Same thing. If each and every organ in your body cannot drain its poison fast enough through the pipes, it stuffs up to the cell, to the liver, to the kidney, to the spleen, to the heart, to the stomach, to the brain, to the bone marrow, to the pancreas, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, the ovaries, the bone marrow, the cortical bone. To all those body parts, if you can't drain the blood fast enough, metabolize.